Blogcast on Vaginismus by Rachel Herkman, LCSW. How do we combat an issue that nobody talks about? First step, we talk about it. Vaginismus is a condition where a woman can't get a penis, finger, or tampon into her vagina, and is one of those issues that often lives in silence and shame. Around here, vaginismus is a household term, but in society, it's a term that people are clueless about. Vaginismus is like a quiet octopus that has a leg making waves in every area of your life: your sexuality, your relationships, your body image, your femininity, your self-esteem, your identity, your life fulfillment. And since it can be hard to find treatment, many women resort to trying to build their lives around it. On Friday, February 24th, 2017, we held a live conversation hosted by our own Amy Goldman, RWHNP, nurse practitioner, and Kimberly C., a former Botox patient. They answered questions about vaginismus and discussed symptoms, diagnosis, treatments, and post-vaginismus life. Everything you want to know and need to know about vaginismus. Here's an excerpt. Kimberly C. Hi, all. Thank you for letting me participate in the Vaginismus blogcast. I had vaginismus all during my 20s and into my early 30s. I prayed so hard that it would miraculously disappear and tried with different partners, going away on romantic getaways, drinking for relaxation, and none of it worked. I tried so hard to will relaxing during any attempts at insertion and also OBGYN exams, but it never happened, unfortunately. Amy Goldman, I do not think that vaginismus can go away on its own. Vaginismus is an involuntary tightness of muscles in the vagina. Since it is involuntary, vaginismus can only be treated with dilation and pelvic floor physical therapy. With the right treatment, it can nearly always be helped. It doesn't just fix itself. Question from a participant. What is the best way to incorporate your partner into your treatment? Amy Goldman. The best way to incorporate your partner in treatment is to educate them on vaginismus. Many of our patients bring their partners to a few of their visits here at Mays so that we can educate and answer any questions they may have. We find that when patients get comfortable dilating themselves, they can then allow their partner to help them dilate. At first, we tell patients to dilate in front of their partners. When they're comfortable with this, we advise allowing their partners to insert the dilators. Another question from a participant. What are ways to conquer avoidance? How can I get over my avoidance of sex? Amy Goldman. One can easily avoid sex when they're suffering with vaginismus. There are many other types of intimacy that do not involve intercourse. I think that becoming a sexual person starts with the self-masturbating and using vibrators, and that can be both pleasurable and help while going through the treatment of vaginismus. Eventually, you can transition from self to partnered sex when you feel comfortable doing so. And so, if you have further questions or concerns, please email us via info@mayswomenshealth.com or fill out our contact form located at the mayswomenshealth.com website link.